Hold on. All right. Welcome back. I am up on the live stream now. We switched over to our backup phone system. Our phone system always seems to be the major issue that we're fighting with. We've got two of them set up now so that we've always got a backup. I'm just not sure why we're running into so many issues. Doesn't seem like it's an internet issue on our end. My internet seems to be running just fine today. Hopefully within the next couple of weeks, we're going to be starting testing our own phone system. We'll have a little more control over this. So we are on the backup. I'm going to give you the number. I will also tell you that unless we get it switched here, which we might be able to switch it on the fly, I'm not sure. The call-in button on the app is not going to work today unless we can get that reprogrammed here quickly, which we might. I'll let you know if we do. But here is the number to join us if you want to dial in. Aaron says he's already fixed the number in the app, but you have to restart the app in order to see that change. So if you want to use your call-in button, go ahead and restart your app, and then it will work. If you want to just dial in, here is the number, 319-527-6791. I'm going to grab a call now. We'll make sure the phone system is working here. Also, we're going to be joined here in about 10 minutes by David Counts from Fleet Air Filter. I hadn't even got to that announcement yet this morning before things went into the ditch on me. Let me grab a call and see if this is going to work. I'm going to go to Delaware to get started. Luke, can you hear me this morning?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, look at that. All right. Well, at least our backup worked today. I guess that's a good thing. What's on your mind today? What can I help you with?
I've got an oil sample there Angie has pulled up.
All right. Let me take a look here. So we've got an ISX. What year?
13.
346,000 miles. I'm going to assume that's on an in-frame.
Yes, it's an in-frame.
And 25,000 on this oil.
Actually, I realized after I filled the sample out, I filled it out wrong. You see the previous sample? Add those two together. The oil has not been changed since I started with the OPS sample.
Got it. Okay. Do we have an OPS on board?
So it's like 50,000 miles.
Do we have an OPS installed now?
Yes.
Okay. It's a really clean-looking sample, especially for an ISX. Virtually no fuel dilution at all, zero soot. Base is holding up really well. That tells us everything's burning. This is a 1540 synthetic. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So viscosity, maybe a tad high. I don't see any real reason why, but it might just be this brand of oil showing up a little high on viscosity. All your wear metals are nice and low, except for aluminum for some reason.
That's what I was wanting you to go over. The first time I had called in at like 25,000 miles, and it was high, but now I see it's down, and I wasn't sure. Is aluminum something that you can't get rid of out of the oil, or will it disappear with the OPS?
Now, all wear metals will tend to go up, never down. It does tend to build up in the oil. The wear metals, the particles are too fine, which is good because they're so small they can't do any damage, but they do build up. So really, we were at 16, which is not horrible, but it's definitely elevated. And then we went to 15, which actually means it certainly didn't happen more in the second sample. The fact that it went down is one point is just not enough to tell us anything. I mean, that's a rounding error. But it does tell us that it didn't get worse. So it seems like we had this, you know, aluminum intrusion, and then it stopped, which is kind of odd.
Right.
But if it's not a pattern, I certainly wouldn't worry about it. So 16 points on aluminum, if it stays there or just goes up slowly, would be no big deal at all. So I don't think that's going to turn out to be an issue, but we're just going to have to keep an eye on it. The potassium I would ignore completely. I mean, they flagged it, but it's so low and there's no sodium to speak of. That's just some road contamination or something we're getting out of the environment. So in reality, I think this is a really clean sample with just a couple little odd things on it.
Okay.
Nothing I would worry about, but I'm assuming you're going to keep doing your samples every 25. All we have to do is just keep an eye on that aluminum.
Yes, that's my plan going forward, is to keep doing samples at 25,000.
Yeah, we'll know next time probably what's going on. Being that it's an in-frame, not a lot of miles, we're past the break-in period, so we shouldn't be seeing break-in metals. I'm almost thinking if there does tend to be an aluminum issue, it might actually be the compressor, not the engine.
Okay, I'll keep an eye on it, see what happens going forward.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, let's phone lines seem to be working. I guess that is a good thing. And it's not quite 8:30 yet, but we are going to bring our guest in. David Counts from Fleet Air Filter is joining us, so we're going to go to David now. David, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Good, good. How about you? How are things down there in your neck of the woods?
Well, it's kind of sunny today, not quite as cold as yesterday, and at least it's not raining, so that's a plus, I guess.
Yeah, it's raining here, and it's cold, and we don't see the sun much this time of year. It's a rare treat once in a while, but not very often. I was just there at your place not that long ago, and I got to tell you, I had a great time. I always enjoy myself when you're there. There's a lot of new stuff to see, your new building, your CNC machine, everything you guys got going on down there is just good stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot going on all the time here. That's one cool thing. Always into making new product or whatever. So anything we can do to try to help everybody out, and you know my philosophy is if I don't make it, that means I can't make it an improvement. You know, so everything depends on how improvement's done for us. Of course, you've seen our operation, how we CNC the parts, and knowing that we go from like the drawing board to a part in a matter of hours now versus weeks is pretty incredible.
It really is. And you know, there's some movement towards this is in a big picture kind of way. I think they're calling it nearshoring again. We're actually bringing manufacturing back to the United States. And I think a lot of it is some technology stuff. You know, companies like yours being able to buy a CNC machine, and that's a big investment, but it also really, like you were just saying, gives you a ton of control on quality, allows you to do more research and testing, and that's actually a pretty big deal that you've really consolidated almost all of your manufacturing now. You are almost controlling all of these parts from start to finish.
Pretty much so. Anything that's CNC'd, like, you know, of course I do in-house. The only thing I'm outsourcing right now is, of course, gaskets and some of our end caps. And, you know, we have back orders, but a lot of that reverts back to our end caps because we're relying on another source to get them for us. And, you know, if they're slow and they don't have the employees to do them, or they can't get the aluminum, it's just a trickle effect and it comes to us. And at that point, we're at the mercy of those guys, you know, where to watch what I do in-house and once I run out of aluminum, I order more aluminum, or I pay attention to the aluminum when the prices are up and down. So that's why we don't really have, if most people noticed, our filters pretty much have stayed the same price for years. But we control that by buying our aluminum when it's at its lowest, which sometimes I don't need it at that time, but it gives me the opportunity to buy it at a lower price and keep my prices down on our filters.
Yeah, good point. Oh, I can't believe this. I screwed up the show when I set it up. We had a technical issue this morning. I'm sure you're aware because we had to give you another number to call in. And I rushed to set up this show, and I screwed it up. And now the show is about to end on us because I forgot to set the time properly. I'm going to have to restart this again. So I'm going to put you on hold. We may have to have everybody call in. I'm going to try to figure this out here, the live stream again, and get this going. Hold on.